Real Country 92.1. Hank FM. It is KB and Marley. Ken Buckner, Marley McCormick at 80 degrees right now. 96 for the high.
Good
and
morning.
A decent chance of midday showers. It's not going to cool us off at all, but it was a warm weekend. July being July, finally, and it was hot down there in the stockyards on Saturday, but what a blast. What a blast start to finish from the parade to the rodeos to the food, the music, everything.
It was National Day of the American Cowboy.
Yes, officially passed and sanctioned by the Congress in 2005, so it's a holiday, man. Yes, and it was huge. It was packed. We talked to so many of you, but it all started at our Hank FM tent right there in the stockyards with our mustache growing competition. This is a thing, and this was serious.
I believe you.
And we talked to you. This is ultimately our third place finisher, Randall and his wife, Paula, out of Burleson.
Are you a participant in the upcoming contest?
Yes, Randall Kaiser. I'm from Burleson, Texas.
It is not, as I was previously told, a mustache-growing contest. I'd literally taken vacation the rest of the week to see how we would get a winner. No, it's existing mustaches. Tell us about yours.
Mine is vintage. Yes. I had four girls.
I love that.
And I've been growing this since I was in eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
There are variations of it. And like I said, with the raising four girls and two of them were twins, that's what turned the color.
Ah, yes, yes. I am currently experiencing this with one of my own.
But
you've never been without a mustache?
Never.
Wow.
Well, eighth grade.
Okay, all right. And this is your lovely wife, I would assume?
Paula.
And I'm assuming you're also from Burleson?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I figured you lived close by.
Burleson. And I tell him, if ever shaved that, he could just walk out the back door because I'm, no.
Is that still, how long y'all been together?
33 years.
So that, after 33 years, still stands, that order?
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, go win this contest.
It's my first one. I've never done one like this because every time I see serious mustaches, I want to shave mine because I think mine's a baby compared to what I see.
Well, no, your mustache is based on love and threats, but love mostly.
I want a shirt like that.
I hear that a lot.
All right, so
you must have had on a Hank t-shirt.
You know me, sporting the colors. So Randall ended up in third place, his first ever. Not bad.
Wow.
Our winner was...
he's had it since the eighth grade.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
I couldn't grow anything on the eighth grade, man. It was crazy. All right. This was our winner, John.
John Guyon.
Where are you from?
Duncanville.
You have two almost mustaches going.
There you go. Yep. It's a double.
Okay, so that's in the vernacular of the...
mustache. It's a double, yeah.
Okay, all right. What are the dimensions of your mustache?
This one's... it's about 8 inches long.
We've got four curls, two on either side, right?
That's correct. I use a hairspray called Got To Be Glued.
Okay, all right.
And you just put it on there, it ain't moving.
How long have you been sporting this?
5 years.
Okay, very good. What made you want to do this?
Good question.
So sometimes you just got to grow.
Yeah.
Just grow them. Just do it. It was a thing of beauty.
Wow.
Babies
I saw some of the pictures
were marveling
that you
at it.
On
a baby head. Spoke its first word saying
over that mustache.
Said mustache. It's amazing. More coming up. Vince Gill on Rio Country 92.1. Hank FM. Good morning, West Oplex on a Monday. It is KB and Marley. So tooling around the stockyards on Saturday, National Day of the Cowboy. Yeah, so I'm kind of running around just with the microphone out there, you know, and I'm wearing my Hank FM t-shirt,
right.
So it's not...
Getting
maybe that makes me look even more maniacal.
Man on the street.
Exactly. Here, I'm reporting, roving reporter, right?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people from around the world, of course, every weekend. They're at the stockyards visiting
they
and whatnot.
See the Longhorns.
I really wanted to talk to somebody from not here. So I try like about two or three families. Just kind of go up to them and it's...
Who's that scary man?
I'm with radio here in town.
Oh.
Can I talk to y'all for real quick?
A little quick.
No?
She was frightened.
Okay.
Every one of them. Backing away. One of them like hid their children behind them. When I came up, and I'm just like, okay, all right. So.
Did you have on headphones and the microphone bit?
Yeah,
and
it probably just was very daunting. So, but I like how I say,
hey, I was wondering, I'm with radio here in town.
I'm with radio. Golly, there's total panic on my voice. But I did talk to a couple of fellows from Colombia and Argentina, and you'll never guess who their favorite country singer is. It's glorious.
You want me to guess?
No. Well, you never could.
Okay.
Oh, it's so great.
It's not Conway Twitty.
8:10 coming this morning, a little later on in the show.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this.
2020 figured since the Russians liked Conway. You
know. I know, right? International man of country music.
Right, that's what
his music
that's what
does translate well. Dirty stuff always does. It's the news with Marley.
A North Texas Republican could be the next member of the Trump administration. But first, news brought to you by E&E Equipment, Fort Worth's premier dealer for the Husqvarna Auto Mower, as well as Zero Turns and Power Tools. Plus, E&E is an authorized dealer for brands like Coyote, LS, and Bush Hog. Visit E&E today off 199 in Fort Worth. President Trump is tapping Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to be his nominee as the next Director of National Intelligence. On Twitter, the president said Director Dan Coats will be leaving the office on August 15th. Now, Ratcliffe of the 4th Congressional District in North Texas drew attention last week when he questioned former special counsel Robert Mueller during the hearings before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees about his investigation of supposed Russian interference in the 2016 election. That is your 2020 news update.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
You may be onto something, I'm just saying. That's at 8:10. Come on, Hank. Down there in the stockyards with you, Hank Fanza, it was the National Day of the American Cowboy. And boy, all the way from Billy Bob's to all the way down the end of stockyards, it was full. Hank fans everywhere.
I saw your pictures. It looked like the stockyards was just booming.
Absolutely.
Lots of activity, lots of fun.
A colorful cast of characters, too. And people from around the world, which is always the case out there. I mean, every weekend in the stockyards, big tourist destination. And I met up with a group of guys from down south. They were here on business. They worked for Southwest Airlines. It was interesting.
Argentina.
Colombia.
Colombia and Argentina. Very nice. How long y'all been in town?
For about 1 week.
So what are y'all doing down here today?
We came here to visit this place. Yeah.
Good deal.
I thought it was really cool. So
you know, this is the National Day of the Cowboy here today. The National Day of the American Cowboy. That's why all this. So when you hear the word cowboy, vaquero, right?
Yeah.
What comes to your mind first?
Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
Is that right? What did you think Texas was going to be like?
I thought it was going to be more like a cowboy place, but actually it's a really modern place with all kinds of people meeting. So,
do y'all listen to American country music at all down?
No, not really.
You heard of Garth Brooks?
Not really.
No. Willie Nelson?
No.
George Strait? Conway Twitty?
I know that's a joke on Family Guy, but that's
there's all. A joke? There's a joke about Conway Twitty? You know there's a joke.
Family Guy. Mr. Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Yeah, that one.
Everybody knows Conway Twitty. He's magical. Hey, welcome to Texas and enjoy. What else have you seen around the area?
We've been to Dallas.
Okay.
Downtown.
Yeah. All right, so you're here in Fort Worth. You've already been to downtown Dallas. Which is better, Fort Worth or Dallas?
Fort Worth.
I think Fort Worth is more traditional.
Nice place to for the eye candy.
There you go.
You have to translate that.
A nice place for the eye candy.
Eye candy.
Fort Worth beats out the Dallas side. There you go. Oh, and Conway Twitty, how they know it, if you don't watch the show Family Guy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
That
traveled all the way down there to a different continent. Conway Twitty, big in Russia, big in Central and South America.
Big in our hearts at Hank.
Came from New York City.
Saturday, they also had a rib-eating competition.
Did you participate?
I did not. I was too busy judging the mustache competition. But Richard from Fort Worth ended up winning. And we got a chance to talk to him, too. He just walked on over to the mustache thing.
How many ribs did he eat?
Oh, he tells you. Here we go.
Second 2 years and then first 2 years.
Yeah, it's not first.
Have you entered this one previously?
Yes, sir. This is my fourth year doing it.
How much did you just put down? What was the final count?
12 total ribs.
Okay.
You got 60 seconds.
Okay.
And clean the bone.
You ate your way all the way through them.
It's $500 and everything goes to charity that they do for that, so it's awesome.
Very good. How do you train for this? I got to know.
Chew gum. Works your jaws.
There you go. Because that's the first thing that'll go, right?
Yeah, and you talk on the radio, so there you go. Work your jaws.
Wow, and he's got bits after that many ribs. All right. Congratulations
Thank
again,
you,
buddy.
Thank you, sir.
You do still have some remnants in your beard. Wear it with pride, my friend. Wear it with pride.
Wow. So 12 through 60 seconds. Clean to the bone or they won't count it.
Wow.
And that was early in the morning for him to start his day.
12 in just a minute.
Yeah, and he went the rest of the day down there in the stockyards.
Now, were they beef ribs or pork ribs?
They were beef ribs.
Okay.
They were beef ribs, yeah.
Beef ribs.
So, and it was all for charity.
Okay.
That charity may end, he may end up being the charity, though,
yeah,
if he continues to do one of
wow.
these. But congrats to all of those. And thanks, Hank fans, that did not feel like I was assaulting you and your family by approaching you in the stockyards on Saturday.
And who would have thunk you needed chewing gum to train for that?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He says okay. It's also the sides that get you. Oh, isn't it always the case?